You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello. Welcome back. I'm your host, Varian, and this is Open Mic. On the show, it's an open format show where for the next hour or so, I'll be playing you guys some music and just sort of like talking about what's going on with me and whatnot. Yeah. But on the outset of our programming today, I'd like to acknowledge that CJSF broadcasts atop Burnaby Mountain on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Man, it's been kind of a very stressful week for me since the last show. A lot's been going on and stuff, but we'll get into that later. But I'm happy to be doing radio and whatnot, and it's kind of nice to have radio as a means to sort of like talk about things in my life and vent a little bit. So that's kind of what I'm going to have to do today. But on to the first track of the day. Got a song called Floated by Peter Cat Recording Co. here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
I'm
And welcome back. That last track was, let's see, it's called Prairie Fire by a band called I Am Coyote here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Man, the last week's been kind of stressful. I kind of want to rant about it a little bit because, I don't know, it feels kind of nice to just talk into the void a little bit. Not the void, I know somebody's listening, but like, yeah, man, I don't know if you've been following me for enough time, but, you know, I feel like I really got to be careful what I say about here. But I've been working at this restaurant for a while, and it's kind of just been causing me, like, a lot of anxiety to my life, which is very unnecessary, but, you know, I really shouldn't say, I can't really say the name of the place I work at. But I will say that, like, that place, like, really means a lot to me. I think it's, like, a very important space for me. It was definitely, like, a really cool restaurant to be at, and I've, like, it was, like, my first, like, real bar job, and I met, like, a lot of important friends there. Like, it was such an important community space for me. It was really close to my home. And even on days that I wasn't working, like, I would go, and even after school, and go hang out there. There were people, like, hanging out, some of my coworkers or something, you know. It was, I think it's, like, it came at such an important time when I got this job. I think it was definitely, like, I started working there maybe last May, I want to say. And it definitely came at, like, a very good time for me because I was definitely feeling a little bit lost with, like, school and whatnot, and it definitely gave me a sort of, like, you know, I think it's important for me, at least, to go somewhere every day, like, work or school or something, and sort of know that somebody's there sort of, like, expecting you, somebody's waiting for you. I definitely, like, struggle with that a lot with going to, like, university. I think, like, you know, school's great and all, but, like, it's definitely difficult to make friends, at least in my opinion, when you've got, like, big classes and there's just a lot of different students and stuff. It's just, like, I feel like you don't necessarily find that same, like, you know, people expecting you to be their people, you know? And I definitely found that, like, I was, you know, I don't know, I was kind of, like, spoiled a little bit at the restaurant I worked at, but, like, you know, I mean, I think I also deserved it. Like, people really cared for me there, and it was such, like, an important space and such, like, you know, great management. I think I had worked in previous restaurants before and, like, you know, like, more sort of corporate-y restaurants, and this one was super casual, and the management was very empathetic, and I think it was just, like, such a great, like, definitely one, at this point in my life, you know, definitely, like, a pretty great job to have. But anyway, in the last while, the restaurant got sold. It got bought out by new ownership. And, you know, I think that's always very stressful, like, working at a job that's undergoing new management, but, like, and, you know, there's no way you're not a little bit anxious about it, but I feel like this new ownership came in very, with, like, a very authoritarian approach to management, and, you know, they didn't communicate super well, and we were left in the dark about a lot of things, and I think especially with, you know, a change in management, a lack of communication definitely makes it feel very anxiety inducing when you kind of don't know what's going to happen day to day. And I mean, recently, like this week, a lot of stuff has been going down. Like, I was working there full time for a while now, and suddenly this week my shifts got cut down to one day a week, which, you know, I think definitely money stresses me a little bit. I do have, like, you know, obviously everyone's got bills to pay, you know, but and I think money stress is definitely some of the worst stress I could feel, at least at this point in my life. But you know, I asked the new management about it, and I got such, like, a disingenuous answer, like, very, not very empathetic. I was basically told that, you know, like, cutbacks need to be made, and this is, like, all for the good of the business, and I was told, like, there's no such thing as job security in this industry, which, like, you know, I don't think is, like, totally, you know, I don't think is totally wrong. Like, I understand that this, you know, the hospitality industry can definitely be, like, kind of a revolving door, like, people come in and out constantly, but, like, I don't know, it just feels very, like, you know, not very empathetic to, like, their staff, and a lot of people are sort of, like, it seems like they're cleaning house a little bit, too, right now. Like, a couple of my coworkers have gotten fired this week, and that's really scary for, you know, what my place is at that restaurant. It really sucks. I think that, like, I can't stress, you know, how much this has sort of affected me a little bit, in the sense that, like, man, it was such an important job to have for me. And I know I'm probably going to have to leave soon, because, like, I really can't, you know, it's just, I'm hearing bad things coming from the workplace every day. It's just not really looking good, and I think it's time to move on. But it's a sad thing to do, because I definitely really cherish my time there. It definitely feels very conflicting, and I don't really want to leave, just because, like, I feel like until this sort of big sale had been made, I didn't realize, like, these emotions that I've had tied to this place of work. I think just because of, I don't know, I just like how close I got with everyone. But, you know, it was such a great place for me. Like, I had such a, like, good rapport with, like, regulars even too, like, outside, I'm just, like, working my job too. Like, there's so many great regulars and stuff. Like, I think, you know, I mean, I had, like, last summer, like, I went to Calgary, we went, like, on, like, a backpacking trip, and our car got broken into, and I was telling some regulars at the bar how, like, oh yeah, I got my bag stolen, and somebody gave me, like, a backpack for free, and just so I could continue, like, camping for the summer. Like, you know, people at that bar, like, you know, I mean, I'm sure, like, it's not an uncommon thing to build clientele kind of thing, but, like, I really feel like I connected very well with people working at the bar and stuff, or people I served at the bar, people, like, were interested in about me, you know. There's people who, like, come and tell me, and, like, listen, well, there's one person who comes and tells me every week that he listens to my show, and, like, that makes me feel very good, and, yeah, I don't know, I think it's such a sad thing to see go, because it definitely, you know, I mean, I don't own the business, you know, I don't know what it's like to own a business, you know, like, they can do whatever they want, but I think for the kind of bar it was, it feels a little bit sad to see, because it seems like the direction it's going to is sort of like another one of those, like, more fratty late-nighter bars, which is fine, I guess, you know. I mean, I think ultimately it's a business, they want to make money, but, you know, I'm definitely mourning a very, you know, I think a very, like, precious space that, like, will no longer be, as, like, people are getting pushed out of this place, and, you know, I think the vibe's just, like, super off right now with new management and new staff, and it's just, like, everything is changing very quickly, and I'm definitely stressed out. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I know it'll be okay, but, you know, I think it feels good to, like, vent about it a little bit, and, yeah, that's kind of just what's going on with me and whatnot. Anyway, I feel like I've talked too much about talking my heart out about this place I worked at for a little bit, but anyway, we're going to some more music here. Let's see, I've got a Canadian band called Indications. I'm gonna go to a song called Our Lungs here on CGSF 90.1 FM.
Chance to know how this shouldn't be.